fill the car with all the ammunition you can get. We'll storm the gates of heaven, God is dead. Dead inside, yet still alive. Hostages are what my lips are to your lips. Another casualty that barely lives. Dead inside, yet still alive.
How you doing today? Welcome to episode 174, Tales from the Dropbox. Mr. Belding here today. We got a big show for you. It's got a mix of new and a little older in the year tracks. This is, if you're keeping track at home, the 22nd episode of the year since I restarted this podcast, which has now been going about 5 years. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. I've got some big things in store. I was going to give you an extended version, but my day got away from me, so I'm just going to give you the 15 songs in about an hour. And we started everything off today with Penny Driving, a song called Shotgun, She Said, from their record Big Inhale. Penny Driving is a trio out of Montreal, Quebec, formed with twins Kathleen and Chantel Ambridge, with Thomas Augustin on guitar. They play a mix of alt-rock and shoegaze. It came out on February 7th. It's on Bandcamp. Go buy it. It's a really good record. And then we followed it up with a band that should be amazingly huge in the U.S. I'm surprised they're not, but that was Creeper, a song called Napalm Girls from their record Sex, Death, and the Infinite Void. Came out on July 31st this year on Roadrunner Records. This is the second LP from London's Creeper. The first record would definitely qualify as all horror punk. Obviously, they got the message that AFI kind of owns that territory, so they've updated their AFI sound, and now it's added some Britpop And there's a huge touchstone in this record, and it's clearly obvious that the singer of this band has been listening to David Bowie's Aladdin Sane. Definitely a touch point here. The lyrics are all about sex, death, and the infinite void, hence the title of the album. There you have it. Hey, as I said, a big show, and this is a long track. I think you're going to enjoy it. Stockholm, Sweden, Les Big Bird. This song is called Roofied Angels. We'll be right back.
always empty. Life ain't 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 always empty. Don't get stuck in the past. Say your favorite things at mass. Tell your mother that you love her. I go out of your way for others. Sit beneath the light that suits you and look forward to a brighter future. Life ain't always empty. 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 Sink as far down as you could be pulled up. Happiness really ain't all about luck. Let your demeanor be your deep down self. And don't sacrifice your life for your health. When you speak, speak sincere. And believe me friend, everyone will hear. Life ain't always empty. 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 Never borrow them from someone else. Buy yourself a flower every hundredth hour. Throw your hair down from your lonely terror. And if you hide yourself in the family way, give the kid more than what you got in your day. Life ain't always empty. 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 Tell you what you got time for. It only goes around, goes around, goes around. Take a family name for your own great sins. Cause each day is where it all begins. And don't give up too quick. You only get one line, you better make it stick. If we give ourselves to every breath, then we're all in the runner for a hero's death. Life ain't always empty. 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 Life ain't always empty.
That was Fontaine's DC, and that was a track that was called, what was it called? Oh, A Hero's Death, of course. From their record, A Hero's Death, came out on Partisan Records on July 31st this year. This is a Dublin post-punk act that formed about 3 years ago, put out their first record, Doggerel, about 18 months ago. This is their second LP, and it may be a perfect record. I hesitate to say that. Very few records are ever perfect, but this one takes that original post-punk sound, updates it. I don't know how to basically describe that, because obviously this throws back to early Gang of Four, but the vocals, the reflection on joy and despair, this is a young band, gonna get better. Definitely worth the hype. So look for that. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Before that, we heard a band called Lurk, a song called Pressure Points from an EP called Pressure Points. Came in on Pure Noise Records. Discovered the other day on my walk of Old Town Pasadena that Pure Noise has an office on the third floor of a building I literally walk by twice a week. So found that was very interesting. Great label. Lurk is a Chicago-based punk rock act. This is a five-song EP. They've got their own kind of unique sound, kind of blending retro punk rock, with kind of a more modern guitar sound. This is a pretty interesting EP. It's got two kind of rock, punk rock act tracks, and then it's got three acoustic covers, a particularly interesting version of My Bloody Valentine's Come In Alone. This is their first new music since last year's Electroshock EP. Go look for it. It's they're a great band, and definitely also like Fontaine's DC, Dropbox worthy. Obviously, I'm not saying that they put out a perfect EP, but what can you do? And then I start everything off in that set with that rather lengthy Les Big Bird track called Roofied Angels. It's from an EP called Roofied Angels. Came out on June 26th this year on Punk Slime. Les Big Bird is based out of Stockholm, Sweden, and you can see the obvious VOC's influences, but they kind of mix their own personality into it. It's a mix of psychedelia and kraut rock with a touch of fuzz on it. Their third LP is going to come out here shortly. I'm positive it'll sell out. Punk Slime's gearing up for it because they just went into a subscription model, and I think that's a great label, so look for that. Where are we? We are moving rapidly. I know that we're a little bit behind our normal, but I think you're going to find that we're going to pick things up, and I think you're really going to like this next track. It's more poppy than normal, but I played some poppy stuff along the way. I think you're going to love this. This is Bombay Bicycle Club, and this song is called Is It Real?
Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend a Fender to a woman, but you're kind of tall.
All right, so you gals on the list?
I wonder if you need help setting up a kit.
They were tight. Not my sister. You think they'd be this successful if they were that knows that she has to turn and stand by? If they were guys, I'm not sure that people would really be into this.
Who you helping cure your aunt?
Do you think she has to turn and stand by off?
For sure.
Girl bands?
Yeah, girl bands.
Can we get the guitar going? Does she know where to plug that in?
They sound great for women.
Another three songs, another crack at diversity. What do you think? Anyway, we started everything off in the set with the Bombay Bicycle Club. Is It Real? From their record, Everything Else Has Gone Wrong. Came out on January 17th this year on Mm-mm Records, which is an imprint of Island Records. This is the fifth LP from Bombay Bicycle Club. Debuted at number one in the official record store chart. It's the first LP since 2014, So Long, See You Tomorrow. And I honestly thought the band had broken up. They went on hiatus in 2016. Jack Steadman said he wanted to do something else. He put out a solo record. The solo record didn't do that well. So they came back, regrouped in 2019. And the product is great, actually. This was the fifth single off this record. I don't know the other ones were. I didn't look that far. I like this track, so I played this track. Anyway, Bombay Bicycle Club is back. If you like that kind of pop guitar sound, then this is for you. If not, I understand it. I get it. You like the second song I played, which was by a band called Thick. Track I played for you was called Mansplain. You know what it's about? It's about mansplaining. I shouldn't have to tell you that. This came out on Epitaph Records on March 6th this year. It's a little surprising to me because Epitaph is not really known for promoting female bands. I'm glad they did. No need to explain. Thick plays it, works hard. They're a Brooklyn three-piece. They've been around for a long time. They've been playing New York for about 6 years. Playing clubs, working out. Nikki Sista, Sherry Page, formed in 2014. They added Kate Black on bass. This is a mix of power chords, and they wear their influences proudly. You can think Blink-182, Green Day, Newfound Glory, all of that. This stuff rocks. It's great. I love it. Dropbox worthy. And then we finished everything off in the set with a band out of Glasgow, London, called Shopping. I've played them on this podcast before a couple of years ago. This was from their new record, All or Nothing. Came out on Fat Cat Records on February 7th this year. The track I played for you was called Follow Me. This is their fourth studio LP. And really, it's a transitional record in my mind. This finds them kind of trying to expand on their post-punk sound. This is a little bit more frenetic, but it's still cohesive and much more kinetic. It adds more pronounced electronic sound into the mix. It's still anti-disco. I love it, and they can do no wrong. So there you have it, Shopping. We're moving right along. The track I'm going to play for you next is by a band called Smut. It's named after a former basketball player of mine who I coached in ninth grade. Hopefully this track isn't about him, but anyway, this is Sean Lim. And Sean, if you're listening to this, this is about you, apparently. This track, again, Smut, Sean Lim. See you in a few. I don't wanna feel like they anymore.
Do you remember when your word was bound? Cause I cannot light down this matter into a fairy tale to me. Cause fate always finds a way to kick you down. I stopped counting all the plans I made that got crushed by fate in the end. Even more, I accepted disappointments as an elementary part of life. When everything seems to be falling apart, remember an end can be also a new start. It's just up to you. It's just up to you. If you can stand another test of heart. I know I am not cursed, cause there are others like me. But I stop to believe in the illusion of peace. I stopped counting all the plans I made that got crushed by fate in the end. Even more, I accept a disappointment.
Even more,
it's an elementary part of life. When everything seems to be falling apart,
remember an end can be also a new start.
It's just up to you. It's just up to you. If you can stand another test of heart.
Why my misery, ask me. If I could stay a little longer, I'd already turn around and walk away to return even stronger.
When everything seems to be
well, there you go. Kind of a more punk rock set. We start everything off in the set with Smut, a song called Sean Lem from their record First Kiss. Came out on Iron Lung Records on February 28th. It's also available on Bandcamp. This is their third mini LP. This is a four-piece out of Los Angeles. Hence, they could possibly know the real Sean Lem. They formed in 2017. If you listen to them carefully, it's kind of a mix of Black Flag and Poison Idea. There's a couple of tour tapes available on Bandcamp. Name your price, pick them up. We follow that up with Young One's song called Cream of the Crop from their debut LP called Cream of the Crop. Came out on Contra Records, Longshot Records on February 28th this year. This is classic Oi. They've been a band for about 15 years. They're a bunch of skinheads out of the Netherlands. You think Cockney Rejects, The Business, Blitz, and you'll know what you're looking for. Great looking record though. Came out on vinyl, gold with black splatter vinyl. Definitely Dropbox worthy if you like that sound. And then the last track I played for you was New Hate Rising. A song called A New Start from a record called Miles. Came out on Swell Creek Records on April 24th this year. This is the fifth LP from this German hardcore act. It's a four piece out of Stendal, Germany. Pays a mix of hardcore and melodic punk rock. I think that's the best way to describe it. I'd never heard them before. I found that, kind of trolling around. Enjoyed it. A little uneven in places, a little anachronistic, but I thought that track was great, so I played it for you. Where are we? I think you're going to like this next set. We also got some more foreign action in here. Some Canadians, some Italians, and then a classic Canadian band from my hometown of Vancouver, British Columbia. Probably could guess who this is, but maybe not. Anyway, start everything off with a band that everybody should know because they've been around a long time. They formed in 1980. This is their 15th full-length LP, and I'm betting most of you have never heard of them before. Anyway, this is the Ripcords, and the song is called Jenny is a Punk.
Girl, confident. I wanna give you wholesome bad.
And that, of course, was the Subhumans classic Slave to My Dick. It's from the Subhumans EP, came out on Quintessence Records in 1979. I honestly believe it came out in November 1979. I remember that well, that period of time. Mr. Belding is an old dude. The Vancouver punk rock scene, of course, is deteriorating rapidly. Many of these people have died. The lead singer of this band, Brian Roy Goble, who is also known as Wimpy, passed away a couple of years ago. They were active, really active, and friends with DOA. In fact, Brian ended up in DOA after the Subhumans broke up in 1983. So they were active from 78 to 83. They got back together in 2005 and were still going strong until Wimpy's death a couple of years ago. The members of the band, of course, were Jerry Hanna, who was Useless, Ken Montgomery, who was Dimwit, and Mike Graham, who was Normal. It was kind of the Ramones stylings. Anyway, this is a really great EP. Subhumans were my favorite band. And honestly, if I think back at the time when this record came out in 1979, I was a DJ at Vancouver Community College. I must have played this track hundreds of times, offended everybody, but I was a kid, I was young, and it changed my life because Subhumans really kind of pointed the way to more of a melodic punk rock. DOA was a little difficult to listen. Now I love DOA, obviously. I've played them a bunch of times on this podcast, but truly a special act. And if you haven't discovered the Canadian early punk rock scene, do yourself a favor. It's on par with anything that came out of the United States and England at the time. It had its own special feel. Ken Montgomery, who was Dimwit, ended up in the Pointed Sticks, more of the poppy side of the punk rock scene. Love that scene. Love that. Made me who I am today. Before that, we heard the Ruzel Press, a song called Coffin Nails, came out on their debut LP, the Ruzel Press. That's available on Go Down Records. Came out on Bandcamp as well on March 13th this year. This is an Italian hard rock act. Think Donko Jones, Nashville Pussy. They play punk and roll. They're out of San Giovanni Valdarno, Italy. They're a four-piece. And on their Facebook page, they just list themselves just another stupid and worthless punk rock band that nobody wants to listen to. I listened to them. I thought it was great. And then we started everything off the set with Montreal's Ripcords. Song is Jenny is a Punk. It's from a record called Don't Buy the First Album, Jerkwad. Get This One. Came out on March 28th this year. This was produced by René de la Morte. Paul Gott is the only original member of Ripcords. He's the guitar and vocalist. As I said, it's their 15th full-length record. They've been around since 1980. I love them, so I played them. Where are we? Hey, we're coming up on the last track of the day. I love this band. I discovered them when they were members of Wall. I've played a little bit of this before. This is a Public Practice I'm going to play for you, a song called Cities. It's from their record, Gentle Grip, which came out on May 15th this year on Wharfcat Records. It has Sam York and Vince McLennan. Both are former members of the band Wall, with Drew Citron and Scott Rosenthal, who are both formerly of Brooklyn indie punk act Beverly. Put them together, this is a perfect sound. They have perfected their talking heads. And as I said, this is Public Practice. This is Cities. Do yourself a favor. And when I say peace out at the end of today's show, really think about that. We need some peace, love, and harmony. And as always, I worry about our nation because the social fabric has been ripped away for the past 4 years. Hopefully we can get our act together. Vote November 3rd. This is Public Practice. This is Cities. Until next week, peace out. Shadows where
You can see.